Time now for business news. Thousands of people invested in financial advisory consultants before regulators shut down the California company, calling it a fraudulent Ponzi scheme. Many had been drawn into the deal by fellow churchgoers who vouched for its miraculous returns. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the San Diego pastor who helped uncover the alleged fraud, a man with special insight into the criminal mind.
Barry Minko is a busy man, picking apart investment offers, digging for details, sometimes even going undercover to expose an offshore business scam. It's all in a day's work for Minko, head of a private investigative firm called the Fraud Discovery Institute.
The Fraud Discovery Institute has really one purpose, and that's to identify financial crimes in progress and shut them down.
In just over a year, Minko has helped shut down more than half a dozen alleged investment scams, totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. Not a bad track record for a part-time investigator whose day job is running an evangelical church. I will never, ever stand. Minko is the salaried senior pastor of the Community Bible Church in San Diego. On a recent Sunday, he led the casually dressed congregation through the fourth chapter of Nehemiah, sprinkling his sermon with references to the Psalms, The Catcher in the Rye, even Rocky Five.
And as Rocky's falling down, he hears in his mind, "Get up, you bum!" And then you hear the music. Bum, 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 bum. Remember that? And he gets up and he beats up Tommy Gunn in the movie Ants. Listen, you know what God's saying to you today, man? Get up, you bum! And here's why. Because Jesus loves you. If for no other reason, it's because Jesus loves you.
Minko says it's not always easy balancing his pastoral and detective duties, but he brings evangelical zeal to both. He worries that conditions are ripe for financial fraud these days because many honest investments, like bank accounts, aren't paying very much, and many would-be victims have sizable home equity they can tap into. It's no accident that most of the schemes Minko's broken up have been marketed within church congregations. He suspects that's because people trust their fellow parishioners and often let their guard down.
Our sad state is we do more due diligence in the produce section of our supermarket, differentiating between ripe bananas and non-ripe bananas, than we do when we invest our entire life savings in some deal.
When Minko is asked to check out an investment deal, he starts by asking himself, if this were a scam and I were running it, how would I pull it off?
This is what you can't train FBI agents to do or accountants to do. They can't think like a criminal. And I try to think like a criminal.
For Minko, that's not much of a stretch. He was already running his own multi-million dollar fraud when he was barely old enough to vote. Back in the 1980s, Minko was the California whiz kid behind ZBest, a carpet cleaning company that became a Wall Street darling by sweeping a lot of financial dirt under the rug. Check kiting, credit card fraud, bank fraud, securities violations. Minko was eventually caught and spent more than 7 years in federal prison, but not before he built ZBest into a public company temporarily worth $300 million.
You have to know something about fooling people, and then we fooled Wall Street, and then we fooled a Big Ten accounting firm. This is nothing to be proud of. This is shameful to me, and I'm sorry for it, but it's true. Well, if it's true, and I've done 8 Super Bowls in prison, well, now it's time to use those talents, if you can, and I use that in quote, to critically apply thinking to investment opportunities to shut down financial crimes in progress. And that's been our success.
Minko tells his story in a new book called Cleaning Up, in which he writes frankly about his criminal past, his conversion to Christianity, and his new adventures as a fraud detective. He's as savvy a promoter as he ever was, and the book is selling well. But Minko knows he's still got a lot to prove. As Time magazine wrote last month, given his history, one can't help wondering whether Minko's reincarnation is a story of redemption or just another clever ploy. James Asperger wondered that. He's the former federal prosecutor who helped send Barry Minko to prison.
This is a Christmas card that he sent shortly before his sentencing. So as you can imagine, my reaction to this was one of great skepticism.
In the handwritten card, Minko assured Asperger he'd learn from his mistakes and he actually thanked the prosecutor for his work during the four-month trial. "I wouldn't have wanted anybody else up there making me look so bad," Minko wrote. Years later, the framed Christmas card still hangs in Asperger's office. The former prosecutor is no easy mark for redemption stories, but Minko has made a believer of him. Asperger even wrote a blurb for the back of Minko's book.
When I looked at Barry Minko back in the late 80s and how successful a con man he was, it shows that somebody can turn their life around, and Barry appears from all of his actions to have done that. Statistically, I think that's not usually going to be the case, but there are going to be those exceptional cases where somebody does that. And in this case, Barry's actions over the last 17 years show that he has been able to turn his life around.
Minko is still paying restitution to Union Bank, which lost $7 million in the Z-Best fraud. And even now, he isn't allowed to write checks on his church's bank account. Still, Minko is slowly rebuilding his reputation. He says truth plus time will eventually equal trust.
Not that I'm perfect, not that I'm not capable of doing something wrong, but man, time has proven that people can change. And that's the fundamental lesson of comeback. People can change. I fundamentally believe that. I wouldn't be a pastor if I didn't believe that.
A few Sundays ago, Pastor Minko read the congregation an email he'd received from one of his parishioners who's also a narcotics investigator. The man confessed that he'd been reluctant at first to come to a church run by a convicted felon, but that after reading Minko's book and hearing him preach, he now sees people differently. "Keep the faith," the investigator wrote. "You're living your second life. The first was just practice." Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.